Dire Straits, Money for Nothing, Chicks for Free. Really, I had an out-of-body experience meeting first Christian Bale and then Andy Serkis at the worldwide premiere of Netflix's Mowgli. Andy directs the motion picture and also plays Baloo the Bear via performance capture.
Andy, you're regarded as a motion capture expert guru. What would have been the toughest part to do thus far? Would it be Caesar in the Planet of the Apes series? Would it be Baloo in this one? Gollum in Lord of the Rings? Or maybe Captain Haddock and Tintin? And why?
I think, well, Gollum was right at the beginning and was a sort of a journey of exploration, really. So I mean, there's been a huge change in performance capture technology and what it allows an actor to do. But I suppose in terms of the character, what I had most fun with and what was the most challenging in a way was playing Caesar, because I played him from birth all the way through to his death. So to play a character throughout his life was really challenging.
In a lot of ways, your Mowgli story is very different from Kipling's Jungle Book animation film. I mean, you've kept the essence the same. Why did you do that? Is the original not good enough?
Oh, no, I think ours is very similar to... I think it's very close to the tone of the book. I think it's probably the closest adaptation of this.
Not the animation film, though.
The 60s
one.
The 60s animation. So, yeah, well, that... Yes, yeah, so that's very different to Rudyard Kipling's book. We wanted to take it closer tonally to the book. The animation is brilliant, and it's a family film, and it's really entertaining, and the animals are wonderful, and the songs are incredible. And I love it and grew up on it. But we wanted to really contact the source material, the book that Rudyard Kipling wrote, and really uncover Mowgli's journey. Because I think sometimes it's easy to lose Mowgli within the entertainment of those films. You lose his story. And I think we wanted to concentrate on his emotional journey and the complexity of that journey.
Why Benedict or Sher Khan? There are lots of guys with more bass voices. Nothing against his acting credentials. He's one of the best in the world. But why did you pick him for Sher Khan?
Because Shere Khan as a character is again another complex character. He's impotent in the sense that he should be a very powerful, threatening beast, but actually he's born lame in his right paw, so he's unable to hunt, which means he has to kill man's cattle and bring danger into the jungle as a result, because men then come into the jungle to hunt. So Benedict has this amazing ability to play duality in a character, and that sense of aggression and threat and hatred, but also this vulnerability and impotence, and the combination of those two he was just perfect for.
Cate Blanchett as Scar is just wonderful, but why Scar telling the story? Is that the way it was in Kipling's original book, or was that something that you thought of?
No, this was a way into the story of, and also kind of trying to have an interpretation of what that character is. I mean, in the book she's very different to the rest. No, she's not part of any community, she's a loner. She's a self-surviving, you know, creature that actually is probably the most dangerous and the one that everyone is frightened of, because of her powers of being able to mesmerize, not with her eyes, but actually with her scales. So you watch her scales, it's described in the book beautifully, of her scales crossing each other and being taken off into another world. So Kate has this incredible ability to think of herself into the world of being a snake, and we made her kind of like a prophet character, so she could see the past and the future that allows Mowgli to find his destiny.
The great Andy Serkis, more from Rohan Chand, the boy who plays Mowgli, and of course Jackie Shroff, who voices Shere Khan in the Hindi version, and beautiful Frida Pinto, who plays Mesua in Netflix's Mowgli. Messages and back. Kid Rock with First Kiss. It's finally streaming, the magnum opus, the blockbuster Mowgli on Netflix. And these are interviews taped just before and after the worldwide premiere of the motion picture right here in Mumbai City. Academy Award and Golden Globe Award winning actor Christian Bale, Rohan Chand, the boy wonder actor, Frida Pinto, and Andy Serkis. Now, why is Andy Serkis called a guru of performance capture roles? Eat this. He was Gollum in the Lord of the Rings film trilogy and The Hobbit. King Kong in the 2005 film King Kong. Caesar in the Planet of the Apes reboot series. Captain Haddock in Steven Spielberg's The Adventures of Tintin. Supreme Leader Snoke in the first two Star Wars sequel trilogy films. And now portrays Baloo in the film he directs, Mowgli, Legend of the Jungle. Remember, this was taped on location, this interview.
King Kong is hugely popular in India. We've had regional language versions of it. You play him in motion capture, so your memories of playing King Kong.
Yeah, I mean, King Kong was an amazing role to play, and playing opposite Naomi Watts was incredible. And Peter Jackson created, I think, an incredible film. And again, that was a journey of discovering who is this King Kong? Who is our King Kong? He was very different to the original 1933 version in that we wanted to make ours more gorilla-like rather than being just purely a monster. And with that, there's a, you know, we're 97% the same as genetically as our great ape cousins. So it was finding out who that character was, and we settled on the idea of him being this lonely, sort of rather psychotic hobo who's starved of any connection with anything other than as a means of survival, to kill and survive. So until he meets Ann Darrow, and then he falls in love and actually discovers that he has a sense of humour. So it was really trying to find the humanity in him, I suppose.
We're going into Christmas. What are the circus's plans for Christmas, or what do you normally do in Christmas?
We are gathering all our clan together, and we're having a family Christmas. I can't wait. After a lot of travelling, it'll be nice to dig in at home and just settle down and not do too much, watch a few films.
And do you know Frida from Planet of the Apes? Or did you meet her during the casting process of this motion picture?
No. We worked together very closely on the first of the Planet of the Apes movie, Rise of the Planet of the Apes, and just got on really well and, you know, really enjoyed the process of acting with each other. And she actually was very keen to be part of this because she has such a huge love for Jungle Book, and the Jungle Book stories grew up with them and was thrilled to be part of it. And we were so lucky to have her.
My last question is part A and B. One is, why have you called the wolf mother Nisha when she's Raksha? And the other is a bit about Imaginarium Studios.
Oh, okay. Nisha is actually in the original book. She's called Nisha.
Okay.
And Raksha is... There are two different versions. There's an American version and a British version of the book. And there are two... There's also the kite character is called Chill in one and Ran in another. So there are different versions.
And Imaginarium Studios.
Imaginarium Studios is a performance capture studio, and also we have Imaginarium Productions, which is a film production company, and production, the studio side is where we evolve performance capture technology across all sorts of media platforms, from big budget films to TV to video games, virtual reality, mixed reality, even live stage work using performance capture. And then in the Imaginarium Productions is of which Mowgli is one, is a film production company.
Well, we hope to have you back in India for a leisure trip.
Yes, I hope so too. Yeah,
and many thank you.
Thank you very much.
Cheers. There you have it, the genius Andy Serkis, who plays Baloo and directs Mowgli.